50 communities in the state have already passed ordinances banning the sale and use of synthetic cannabinoids sold at convenience stores and head shops now with names like K2 or Skunk. But law enforcement officials say they need a state law to allow them to prosecute people who are selling the drug that gives users a high similar to the one marijuana produces. State Representative Andy Jorgensen of Fort Atkinson says the drug also poses a health risk.
Users report respiratory problems, paranoia, agitation, seizures, loss of consciousness, and vomiting. And researchers at the Medical College of Wisconsin have publicly expressed concern that the chemicals used to make K2 are created without standards or any safeguards.
At a recent hearing on the proposed ban, only one person testified against the proposal, Nate Peterman of Milwaukee, who works with the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws. He says instead of banning fake pot, legislators should legalize marijuana.
It would stem the flow of synthetics. The multitudes of uses of cannabis, hemp, marijuana offers the potential of creating entire new industries with thousands of green jobs, many well-paying. Rather than putting more roadblocks up, consider actually opening Wisconsin for business.
The legislature is considering another bill to ban the drug MVPV, or methadone, that has effects similar to a combination of LSD, cocaine, and meth. It's now sold as a bath salt that users swallow, snort, smoke, or inject. Supporters of both bans say the criminal penalties of up to $10,000 or up to 3 years in prison will nip a growing drug problem in the bud. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.